Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We have, today we're on the Mem Gimel, the bottom, towards the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Shneba, Rabbi Yechonim and the Havayim, Rabbi Lu Mara Shady Sheba, Kosher, Rabbi Shneba, Ushni, which we darshan, Shni, Shady, the last, that means the second round of doing it, it's not going to, it's also bright enough or deep enough, the color, that it's able to suffice for this. Now we have Tchelis, Ein La Bedika, there is no litmus test, and it's can only be bought from an expert. Rashi over here tells us, Ein la bedika, kasoka daitach, that there is no litmus test. Ein adam yachal abaitchai, im tcheilisu, im kala ilatu. You can't, there's no way to tell. That's the havamin, and we'll see that there is a way to tell. Ein nikhis elamin amumcha, the hayo, the ein la bedika. It's very easy to fool people. But you have to be careful to buy it from an erlicha person, an expert at an erlicha. It has to be someone who knows, and you can trust that Kala Ilan knows that Kala Ilan is usher. Fill in, now it says what though? Fill in, Yeshla Habedika, Beidikhan Elamid Habucha. It's also Yeshla Habedika in the sense of what, fill in? You have to have the, you are able to be Beidik. See whether the chaseris and the yaseris, that whether it's written properly, that already you could give it to somebody who knows who's a mumcha. The Rashi says, "Adam yachal lebeitkan im diktek mahem chaseris v'yaseris im lavi af al pikein einiklin elamid amumcha." Why? A yodei shetzrich an ibud lishman, that you need ibud lishman. The only way you can do that, to know that, no way to verify that. But you have to buy it from someone who is a who's able to, is trustworthy. You can give it to someone to see whether or not, to see how it's written, whether or not it's there has to, there was a diktuk in Chaseris v'Yaseris, and the diktuk be called Adam, and it's able to be acquired from anybody. What happened to the din of the Ibud? Rasha Medikha Mikol Adam. The Lekha Bahed Ibud Lishma. Lishma Tfilin, not Tfilin, but Svarim and Mezuzis do not require Ibud Lishma. Way Rashi say, Tfilin do, but not Svefer Tyra and Mezuzah.
I didn't know if Smith had a deal.
Taisvis comes over here. Taisvis tefillin yesh lahem bedika perish mekutris mechaseris v'yaseris yafilu achiyedi kanela min hamumcha, but it can still be acquired only from a mumcha liyamda lishman. Avol svarim, the bottom taisvis, avol svarim emezuzis lo boyim lishman. That doesn't need it. So it's a chiddush that we would have that the gabin adin ibud. Ever lishman the tanning, whether that it does not have to be lishman by sefer Torah mezuzah. The chaim perish rabbeinu Maisha bar Maimon. How do you like that? Everybody have Tyson that he brings the Rambam. The chaim perish rabbeinu Maisha bar Maimon. The mezuzah lo boy lishman. That mezuzah does not need lishman. Does not need lishman. Lo perish minalei. He doesn't say where he gets it from. Maybe from here, because. And now Tyson proceeds to ask from other places. I'm there, Bashma over there. Bashma to say for Tyra, the Mara Gittin, why you with this one? Shema Acha, Vishema, Acha, Bishar, Svaramari. Okay, could be say for Tyra is different. But maybe that which it says over here, that Svaram do not have to have Ibn Lishman. We're talking about other svarim, not sefer Torah. Benir of the Farish, Bilin, Yeshla, Bedika, B'chaseris, V'yaseris. Why? Chigenai the Saisran. Aber the Ima the Shma Lokai Shinan. Chakol Bikiyimbo. Dice has learned maybe a different chat in Rashi where the whole thing it obviates the whole that's the whole discussion of Imud. What we're talking about is that Avadin says Medika, Rava Bikain, ain't Nikhid, it's not able to be bought from anybody. But say goodnight to take them all apart. Abuli Ibud Lishma, we're not chayish. Everybody's a bucky that it has to have Ibud Lishma. What is Sanya Mabaitsi Tfilin? I'll look at Tfilin, I mean, I shook. Boinka, Achas, Achas. But the Evan Iri. It's only is. They Mahachi Tani Matai Septa, the Mitzahas Abed Azara. Point to this, it wouldn't be a Raya. I mean, a whole din of Mezuzahs and Sefer Torah, according to this. There where it says, I think because what we're dealing with over here has nothing to do with Ibud. It would seem to me the way they say everybody's became familiar with the din of Ibud. If there's no need, there's no chash that a person's not going to do the is not going to do the din of Ibud Lishma. So this is the issue that we have over here, whether the Ibud has to be Lishma by Tfilin and Sefer Torah or not. And that's what the Gemara now says.
But how do you know if it's made out of Diyoy? How do you know if it's made out of Diyoy? It has to be made out of Diyoy.
You can tell. No. That you can tell. Probably. Yeah, you can tell. You know, the Diyoy is black. I mean, you can tell. But really, that was not even a discussion here. Yeah. But Rav Yitzchak ben Reda, Rav Yehuda, Bunny Clay. Oh, excuse me. I left out of that. They call it the Tchelis, Eila Bedika. Fake the Gemara. Tchelis, Utchelis, Eila Bedika. What are you telling me? You're telling me that there's no litmus test for Tchelis. There's no way to tell whether it's Tchelis or whether it's Kola Elon. What do you mean? Rav Yitzchak Vereda, Rav Yehuda, Bodiklay. And he, well, what did he do? He was able to be Bodik. And how did he do it? I see. Megavia Gila. What did he bring? He brought a, Rashi says it's alum. Baisa, Veloshin Tarfas, it's alum, alum. He brought this pigment or something, I don't know what it is exactly. Barikla, Baisi, Bagavi, Ubaya, the Shavli Lasa. And he brings, what is it? Pengari, it's like, sounds like a fenugreek. Umaya the Shavli Lasa Umebi Raglayim. He had this the guts potpourri that he has over here of alum, fenugreek, and urine. Umebi Raglayim. Benarvayim Yayim. That's 40 days old. The Tari made this whole concoction. Well, potion. The Tari Mitari Lebigavayu and he soaked the thing with the trailers in, he soaked it in there by Yurta Vyadlut Safra and from the whole night, from that night till the morning, Ifrar Chazusei. And when if it's Ifrad, I can't read it over here. Ifrad, if the Chazusei is faded away, it's Sula. No Ifrad Chazusei, if it's bright and deep, it's Gosher. Ravada Kameh, the Rava Mishmeh, the Rav Avira Omar. Another way to do it. Maisi Chamira Arkis of the Sari. Go ahead and bring some yeast, which is hard, that the yeast comes from our sourdough of barley. The Afkele Migaveh, and then you bake this Suffolk Kaleil and Suffolk Tchelis. You put it inside of it, the threads. You start noil about the Yusuf. It gets better. Shemra. The gray is, let's say it gets worse. It's not deep. It fades away. It's a sula. It seems there, and the way you tell is, shina shaker shina yemis. That you see some one way, if it's the shtana one way, it's a simon that it's authentic. If it's written another way, then it's not. Eila, then it's a sheker, then it must be kaleila. Jenir, my Eila, Vedika, Nami, the Ka'amar. Olatima. So the Gemara said, what do you see from here? You see that it is something that has a test. There is a litmus test. So what do you mean it doesn't have any bedika? It means is, I ain't love bedika, not be the kohava. It doesn't mean that there's no litmus test to see whether it's authentic or not. Ati'ima. It's going back on the te'ima. When it goes on what? Rashi over here tells us, my ain't love bedika to come and not be ati'ima. Ain't love bedika to leave the kachaber. Atzeber, even the shape chaylus nitzba. You can't do it. You can't rely on it. What can you not know? You don't know even the shape chaylus nitzba, even the te'ima, the shame the sayin. You don't know if it was made for the sake of making chaylus, or it was made for the sake of testing. The Amru Liel, the te'ima psula. Before we said to him, you don't know that whether or not the chalice was made, that the wool was dyed, the shema or not. Another advice over here, you need over here, in order for the blue wool to be able to work, it has to be the shema. Ein yacha limdai katsemer im the shem chalice nitzba. The tzemer, he can't be biting the tzemer. Now that it was done chaylus, there's no way to do it. How are you going to possibly know? And that what the kavada was in the dying process. In the te'ima, l'shem decide whether or not maybe you just did it to see whether it's effective or whether or not maybe you want to see whether you know what you're doing, the one that's doing it. The Amru Liel, the team of Sula, it has to be done l'shem the chaylus. L'shnach rina team ochi gara ein baikin yaira shel chaylus. But the ima, shalai yip pasel kol hayira, ela shaka b'veyasa. What you can't do is, if you're going to take it, let's say the way we said, you take a sampling of the dye, you put it into an eggshell. Here it says, atlishna chrina ati ima machikaba, ein baikin yaira shel tchelis, you can't check a whole pot of the blue dye, b'te'ima, t'le'yipasa kol ha'yayra, el'shakam ha'vayisam. You can't go ahead and do it the whole pot. What do you want? A b'ikin shal chaylis b'te'ima, yayra shal chaylis b'te'ima, shal'yipasa kol ha'yayra. What will you do? El'shakam ha'vayisa, exactly. What you would do, you would take it, and then you would pour it back or spill it back into a whole pot. If you do that, then the whole thing itself is the whole thing is going to become puzzle. Now, let's say you take a sampling that you don't do it for the sake of that. You do it, you want to test it, and then you throw it back into the pot. Ein baitken yaira shel tchel. How are you going to know whether the pot that's full of the dye is good or not? Why? Well, what do you do then? You have to take a bay and suck it, and before it's like we said before, what do you do with it all? You burn it. You throw it away. Can't go ahead and put it back into the original pot when you went and did that. So that's the din that we have over here. It has a litmus test. You're able to do it. And to see, to make that concoction, whether or not it fades, it doesn't fade. And you see they're able to do it like that. But, again, another thing that we have is, you have to do it with shame, the mitzvah of tchelis. I just want to add one thing here also. It could be that I am describing it. I don't know if I said it the right way or not. I don't know if I talked about it even. We have a tchelis. What blood, we have the chalazin, that you do it, we have the blood of the chalazin that we use the trailers for, that we make the trailers for. And it comes up, like we'll have coming up tomorrow, please. By the way, have it coming up, it's chalazin, it's the body of the chalazin, has this blue color, and it comes up once every 70 years, and you make the dye with the blood of it. Now, when you make the blood of it, it's not the lifeblood, Taisvitz says, the Rabbi Natan, in Shabbos, not here. When we have a Taisvitz in Shabbos, well, that's why in Hay, the bottom Taisvitz, when we have a Machlaikis Vaisnais, the Re is not like that, the Re and the Rabbi Natan, whether or not this is the lifeblood of the Chalazin or not. Comes up once every, I'll have to see what it means, once every 70 years. But it means, it has the lifeblood. There's lifeblood, and then there's other blood that's in a cavity. There's blood in a cavity, Dr. Rabbi Natan, that serves us. If you keep squeezing it, you're going to kill it. But the blood that he's interested for Minitzchaelis is not the lifeblood. If you do only a little bit, it's going to remain. The object over here is not to kill it. If you kill it, you don't want to kill it. You want to take the blood, which is in a pocket or a cavity, and use that. And Shabbos, remember, it says, mm-hmm. If it's going to be in the Tilos the Shabbos on Shabbos, it's an Enem Eskaven or Mesasik. The objective here is not to kill it and get the blood out. You want to get the blood out that's not critical for its life, for its existence. If you could do that without killing it, it's Hidabatayvabadayim, he'd be very happy with that. So that's the blood that we're talking, or maybe the Re is Mashmah not like that. Well, the Re and Dafay and Hay and Shabbos, where he's Mashmah, then it is the lifeblood. When you take it out, you should be Chayv until the Shabbat, the Re holds. You're not Chayv until the Shabbat merely by taking out the blood. Now, what we say, I should really add this point here also. That is, that when we say it comes up once every 70 years, it does not mean that you could only get the chalazin once every 70 years. You might think, it says, yeah, how are you going to possibly get it? You have to wait for 70 years till you have the dam chalazin available? No, that's what it means. That is everybody listening? I mean, am I talking to myself or everybody is hearing this?
No, we hear you, Rabbi.
I just want to make sure I wasn't talking to the wall. Okay.
Yeah, then, Rabbi, we're all on mute.
We're trying not to interrupt.
Right. I don't want office calls.
All right, fine.
We don't
want to interrupt. I just want to make sure. I just wanted to say this one thing. It does not mean that the chalazin becomes available once every 70 years. Let's say you missed it, the 70 years. What, have to wait another 70 years till I get I'm able to be carrying the mitzvah of chalazin? No. Avad is available, but it's not available in abundance until there's a whole swarm of chalazin that comes up by themselves, and you don't have to hire a big fisherman to go and capture it. It's always available. This with this difficulty, it's always available. Whenever you have people that will go there, the chalazin is always available. You have to have people that are going to go and capture them. On the other hand, every 70 years, there's this natural abundance of them. They come out into the land, the dry land. Exactly how big machlokes, of course, what it is also. Is it a fish? Is it a snail? What is Rashi in Sanhedrin? Do we have Rashi in Sanhedrin? We'll have a Gemara Rashi over here later on of that Dalit. Where it comes from? Does it come from the water? It comes from dry land, exactly. What is it? Is it a fish? Or it's something which is diamond to a fish? It's more like a snail. Rashi says it's Ayla once every 70 years. Here Rashi says it's Ayla min ha'aretz. Not like Rashi in Sanhedrin. But there's a Reb Kivanger tells too over here. The Ayla min ha'aretz, but it's Reb Kivanger and not Mem Dalet. The Ayla min ha'aretz, Rashi in Megillah, Yadavav also learns that it's from the water. In Sanhedrin, in Kofalev. Where he doesn't say like this, but over here, Rashi says it comes from the Haaretz, the Nidah Yehuda, comes and shtells on this. And it makes a very big nafkamina also whether or not the we have to say whether the Chalazon is a min tameh or a min tahar, and it has to do with the Dina min hamutar meficha, a ma'aisa the melecha shabayim, elefam ha'meheim etayra, you know, when we spoke about the Tachash, by Havi Allah, the Tachash, the Gabi Gemara and Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what they made for Malachas HaMishkan, or when we talk about the Big Day Kahuna, or we talk about the Mishkan itself, that it's made from Tchelis. So does that have to do with whether or not you can use a Min Tamei for that or not? For example, like we spoke to Rabbeinu Bechaya, also that they did not use silk in the Mishkan because it's a Min Tamei. We have the thing, what are the other materials that they made? Tolas Shani. Tolas Shani came from a Tolas. The Tchelis, where did that come from? Min Tameh and Min Tahar. If it came from the Aretz, it's a Sheretz, a Sheretz of the Aretz. I saw it's a Min Tameh. On the other hand, if it came from the, maybe it has a snapper of a Kaskesis. Maybe it's a dog. See, it doesn't really say it's a fish. Kemin dog. Daimel a dog. Allah said, Zagufo, Daima le Yam, Abriyaso, Daima le Dug. So it shows what does it mean, Daima le Dug. If it's a dog, it's a dug. So he doesn't have a snapper of a kaskas, it's not 100% clear. This is the suffix of the Night of Behuda. You want to take a look at the Night of Behuda, the Gay and the Madura Tanyadis, and the Gimel. All right.
How come Rebbe is not discussing Ksiva Lishma? Rebbe spoke about Ibud Lishma. What about Ksiva Lishma?
Ksiva Lishma, it's a Dover Pashit that Avada has to be done Lishma. Say for Tyra, they're different dinim of the Lishma that we have. For the Askaris, it's one thing, that's separate then. And then it's then Ksiva Lishma, say for Tyra.
So do the Askaris have to be Lishma or the Ksiva itself has to be Lishma or both?
The Askaris is separate than Lishma. That's why when Seferim do it, they don't just write the Shem Hashem as he's writing the rest.
And then they make a mistake
of another day. They go to the mikveh. That's a separate day. That's a separate activity that they write the Shemus. Separate day. We had by the Askaris a whole different thing.
So but you're asking about the Muncha. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you worried about Ibud? What about the Ksiva? You get it, the guy is not a Mumcha, and it's, practice.
It could be because that everybody knows. It could be that there's certain things that everybody knows. You know, it's like the Gemara said before, the things that everybody knows, it's not going to be a... We're not talking about deceiving, people that are deceitful.
No, but so what's the halacha?
Just that they don't know well. There could be the other things that everybody knows.
But how do you know it's kosher? And how do you know it's kosher? You out to Roy? Let's say everyone.
Why should it know? Because why should it not be kosher? Because he didn't do it lishma. Everybody knows that you have to do it lishma.
So it's Roy? Works with Roy? Is it a chazaka? How did it work?
Yeah, you don't know. There's an oomph to that. Everybody knows. There's the things that are common knowledge. You don't have to worry about. You only have to worry about things. We're not worried about here about deceitful people. We're worried about Amaratus. And that you don't have to worry about. But everybody knows that. That's what I was saying before. He said by Tefillin. The Rai is from Tefillin. What I'm saying is the Rai from Tefillin. Because the Gemara said by Tefillin what? Gemara says it's Tefillin Yeshla Medika the Ein Nivkan Elamin Amocha. Okay, he doesn't know about maybe the din of Ibud. Svarim Mezuzas Yeshla Medika Benikan Mikol Adam. There's so Rashi says again Benikan Mikol Adam Lack of a Ein Ibud Lishma.
That's what Bachtav is asking.
Here he said Nachama. He goes over here because ain't like chinoisa elamina mumcha. Who knows that kala ilan is usher? The other one does not know kala ilan is usher. He's not saying. What's the difference between the mumcha and not the mumcha? The mumcha is the one that knows. The other one is a namaritz. He's not a. It's not that he's a Russia. I'm not worried about that. Milan yeshla habedika. Adam Yachal Lebait Kod, Rashi says, he dictated Seris Viseris. Yavol Pikain, Einikon Alhamucha, Hayodeya Shetrichen Ibn Lishman. Why can you not get it from someone that's not a mumcha? Doesn't know about it. Therefore, that's the issue that we have here. Yeah. Okay, now, let's take a look over here.
Rebbe, since we have much more time, can Rebbe just tell us, and it is Pashas to Sabe, is there a difference between Tchelis and Tzitzis and Tchelis in the Big Day Kohona? I know Rebbe has spoken about this.
Yeah, well, again, the Raya is, there are a couple of Rayas that it's the exact same. If, I don't know if you have access to it, Reb Chaim Kanevsky's Parish on Meseches Tzitzis.
No, I'm sure I do.
So
I have
the,
a
Gemara said the din that we have by the Tchelis, that it has to come from the Chalazin. It says it. The problem arises because of the Rabbah. The Rabbah Perikhes Klei HaMikdash. Now, as much as he brings the din of Chalazin, and it has to be. And he brings it only by tzitzis. He doesn't bring it in the Gabi the Dinim of Big Day Kahuna or the Gabi the Mishkan. And the Mishnah Melech in Perek Ches, Yochas Klei HaMikdash, is Oymed on this. The Rambam, when he talks about Chelis and Yochas Tzitzis, he brings that, he talks about what it is, it's blue, and then he talks about whatever, and then he says that it has to come from Chalazin. In Klei HaMikdash, she says it has to be blue, cerulean. He talks about Agamon, what that is, that has to be red. By the way, he doesn't say it's purple like everybody seems to say. But he says he doesn't bring at all that the color of the Tchelis has to be made dafka from Chalazin. And the Mishnah Melech wants to know. He's coming to explain what it is. He leaves out such an important piece. So the Mishnah Melech, and there are those of Merkevis HaMishnah. The Merkevis HaMishnah comes and says that when it comes to tzitzis, it has to come from Chalazin. If you're making the Big Day Kahuna out of Tchelis, it does not have to come from Chalazin. Kalaylan will also be good. Or, what if they make the Tchelis on the things of the Arias? They could also make it from Kalaylan. They didn't have to make it dafke from the tchelis that came from the chalazin. That's a chiddush. Holding a chiddush in Rekevus HaMishnah, and the shaila is whether or not the diuk at tzaddik for the Rambam. But the shaila is if the Rambam really holds like that, because the Gemaras would seem to be not like that. The Gemara in Shabbos or Dafai in Dalit, the Gemara in Shabbos or Dafai in Dalit of Beis. It brings the din of the chalazin, what was vegeya, the construction of the Mishkan, the gabin of Malachis, which means that the din of chalazin is relevant to the tchelis that we have in the Mishkan at the Big Day Kahuna also. Not only Dafkin and Tzitzis. You look at a Tisefta, just look at Tisefta and Perektes and Menachis. They're also the same thing, Menachis. It's bringing in the din of Chalos and the Gabi the other dinim also. Reb Chaim, in his Sefer on Hillel Tzitzis, he tied it from the Gemara Shabbos on Ayin Dalet and the Tisefta also. In Hillel, you have the Sechus Tzitzis that he has. Take a look right over now. Here. What?
I'm going to check it right now. I just connected it.
What?
I just connected the Yitzhak Chachma, the database. I'm going to see if they have it.
In Baruch David, I suggested yesterday that if the Chilazon Mishkan is right, and if the Chilazon is a min tame, then you should have to use Kela Ilan for the
for the Mishkan. You're right.
That's
maybe,
very interesting.
Yeah, maybe it's better to have Kela. It could be it's better even to mylan Kela Ilan, maybe not. If you don't need it, you don't have to have Chilazon. It's even better. It's even better to have the. It's better not to have the chalazon if you don't need it. Maybe it's possible.
Big day kahuna also.
Not like Rashi.
Big day kahuna also. It's also all part of the it's all part of it.
Not like Rashi.
Right. It's only the mechaz mishnah.
What do you mean not like Rashi? What do you mean?
Rashi in last week's parsha and Truma says that tchelis is a chalazon.
Well, we're going to the rabbi, and then the rabbi holds like that. Okay. I'm not saying it, but it's just the rabbi. That's what everybody's. The Mishnah Baruch is bothered over here by.
Rabbi, I just pulled out the Masechta Sittas from Reb Chaim Kanevsky.
Look at halacha. I think it's halacha chaf.
Rabbi, you're unbelievable. How do you do this?
Why are you surprised?
I'm not surprised. I'm just happy that we're very lucky.
Yesterday, Rebbe said told us over Akasha that he had 100 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. So am I.
I think that was a guzma. He really meant 80.
No, but you have it over there. What do you have over there? You see over there?
Halachah vav is talis kfula. And Zayin is halacha is tal shakula tcheles. I'm going to find it over here. I'm going to find it. Because I see later on he has a table of contents where he has all of the be'in chalazim.
I just heard now. Where I am, to the Tisepta Peretes and Menachos. There it's talking about the Mikdash, the Mishkan, Kabbadis, the structure, Elim and Kol Haitzim, Sherim, the Gabaya Mizbeach, Hutzbi Shel Zayas, Shel Gephin, all the Dinim, and the Mikdash, and Nafaita, Melach, the Melstimus, that you have all the halachas that we have here. And then afterwards, I'm not talking at all here about Tzitzis, Perek Zayas. At all. Then afterwards we have Tchelis, Ein Shera, Elamin Achalazin. Jalamin Achalazin Ksula. Look at it. Shneyatay Loas. Minatayla Shemaharim. Evi Shalominatay Loas Ksula. We're talking Dvar before Rashim over here. In the Mishkan and the Mikdash. We're not talking at all about Tzitzis. It's talking about Tchelis and Talashadi. Lashani is not the gay at Tzitzis. And it says that if it's not done from the Chalazin, it's puzzle. It's Beferish, really. Billy Beferish, the Tisefta, the Halacha Vav. Tailus, Ein Shera, Elamina Chalazin. Jalai Mina Chalazin is Psula.
Rabbi, I found
it up high. Also, the same thing. What is Shniat Tailas? It comes from a worm. Shniat Tailas, Mina Toila. It's some kind of a worm. So the shaila is, how do you deal with that? Like the Rabbeinu Bechai, it's an issue. Now, the Rabbeinu,
in Sukh.
The Nadi Yehuda is a whole different thing. It's not the Rabbeinu Bechai. We have a whole different dinim that we could clear about. I mean, the dinim in Hamutar Beficha, even. Whether we talked about it when we talked about silk tzitzis. Remember, we had somewhere with the gay to us.
A few days ago.
We want to know that, but that's Tashmishe Mitzvah. What about Tashmishe Kedusha?
And also, over there, it's only the dye. Even by the Tala Shani, it's still wool, but it's dye.
You're 100% right. That's the night of Yehuda when he starts off because it might only be Chazusa.
Right.
It's not the object itself. It's only the dye. The dye is only what's megaya. You're not using a mintabe for the material. You're using the mintabe to provide a chazusa. Amara. Does that make a difference or not? And that's how the Nani Mihuda starts off. Chazusa la milsehi, and therefore, if it's only for a dye, it's not like using it for, not using it for the material, for the chefta itself. You're only using it for the appearance of it. You want to use a paint that comes from a mid tub? It's a paint. Enough can be that it's only the color. A shaken, if you're going to come and use a thread that comes from there, you're going to use a material from a mid tub, it's different. Or then again, we have to clarify. Could you make a fill-in zekel out of a hide that comes from a chazer?
From a beer,
Not, beer in other words, you're not. Of course, you can't use a min tame to make the bottom of the tefillin. That's pashut, of course. But let's say you want to use the hide of a min tame as a tefillin bag. Tefillin zekel. You want to use it for that. Do that. It's tashmisha kedusha. You have the bag that's being used for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make it from a min tame or not? That's another issue. That's going to be tali again. Whether it's tali or not, the Rana, the Rama,
beer.
Rabbi Hilchus Schreifer, can you make a Schreifer? Can you use a Schreifer from a hippopotamus? Hippopotamus is from the genus.
Rabbi means a rhinoceros. A hippopotamus doesn't have any sort of keren.
Oh, no?
No.
We had this discussion before that hippopotamus doesn't. I know, rhinoceros. Hippopotamus does not have a keren?
Yeah, seven and a half years ago we did it.
Yes.
Yeah, I made the same mistake 7.5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, and Jonathan says it's hippopotami in plural, not hippopotamuses.
Well, that depends.
Yeah, well,
that was 7.5 years ago.
That depends on the marvelous Midos machine.
Yeah.
Rabbi, anyway, I found it in Reb Chaim Kanevsky. And he quotes the Tosefta, and he says the Tosefta is like really, really contrary to the Rambam. He quotes the Rakevis the Mishnah, and he just leaves it, Betzarachi and Gadol. He says the Tosefta would seem to be
totally
contrary.
The Tosefta is clearly talking, that's what I was freaking out, it's clearly talking about the Mishkan. It lists this together with the Lashani. It lists it together with the Lashani.
Lashani
has nothing to do with Tzitzis. The Torah Shani has nothing to do with Tzitzis.
No. He says, definitely talk about Big Day Kohana. He just rarely, the Rebbe says, because it's the Torah Shani.
He brings the Gemara and Shabbos also, and I dial it, I'll be paying.
Yes, and he brings him a Kevus, a Mishnah, but he says he just doesn't understand.
That's the Mishnah Melech remains with the Tzarechid and the Rabbah.
Right.
They're in Clay of English.
Yes. It says pasuch, the language of what the color of the tchelis is in Kleimidish is pasuch menat koichol, which is a little bit less than blue, and he doesn't say that in the Chassidus. So that's how the Mishnah.
That's why they're bothered by why does he say it in Chassidus? He doesn't say it over here. It has to come. It's an essential part of it. He's explaining the color. It's an essential part. Why does he say it by tzitzis if he doesn't say it over here? Over there by the Mishkan.
Minamuta beficha is only the min, or it's the actual, in other words, it has to be an actual kosher of the hema, or it's just the min?
I know what you mean, the min. It has to be a trace of the hema.
No, that's a good shrita.
No. For example, it could be nevela. No, it doesn't have to be kosher. No, that's what you mean. No. You can make the bottom tefillin out of the nevela hide of a steer. Mm-hmm. You can do that. It just can't be from a chazer. No, it doesn't have to be. The mutter is the min. Yeah, avada. Yeah, okay, it doesn't have to be nevela. Okay, now.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi. Sorry to interrupt.
All right,
bye.
That's so sad.
It's Pashas Tetzaveh. I mean, come on. Yeah, you can't just.
Yeah. About it. They're very big Yesidus that we've been arguing for many years in Pashas Tetzaveh.
I'm a Tetzaveh, Daddy.
Yeah, with Pashas Tetzaveh, we've been talking about the din of Chinuch for Aaron's sons also. The same thing for years we've been talking about. I keep telling you that the Pesukim tell us that the chinuch for Aaron and his sons were the same for sons, the same as the way it was for Aaron. You always tell me that it's not like that.
Because of the Ravid. The Ravid says they look like in Meshuach Bochoma.
Yeah, it's
the Ramban. The Ramban and the Ravid and Bias Mekdesh.
Yeah, I think it's precious stuff. Okay, yeah.
The Ravid, the Ramban is in
Dav, I think.
Yeah, and Shmini.
Yeah, okay. Now, wait, let's see what we heard. Mar mi mashchi. It's up that it came from this place called Mashchi. I see Taylor saw, he brought Taylor's Mishnei, Rav Achai, and Bukula, and Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yehuda. They were biting this litmus test with the way we said before. Rav Yitzchak, and Rav Yehuda, they brought this thing with the alum, with the fenugreek. And it turned out the Ifrit, Kazuse, and it was painted away. Then what happened? Then they did it with the Ravav. They did it with the thing about the test of Rav Hanna.
And it worked.
What happened then was he brought this yeast from hard yeast from the barley, and he baked it, and then it turned out that it was good. It was in Shani Lamaliusa after the baking. So he wanted to parcel it because the first test was no good. So we had, in other words, it was a steer in the results of the test. Was it good or not? We have a problem over here. How do you know what to deal with? What is that? The Rashi says the Shmuas Ahadri. See the Rashi Shmuas. The Rav Yitzchak and the Rav Hanna Ahadadi Yitmar. They were sent together. Blaymar, meaning what? How do you do it? Mishteyem Yachad Batkina. You do both of them together, always. The Plegi, Elahechad Badakna, where you bainik one, then you do automatically the other one. Hanna Rav Hanna, my Sephis, of the Rav Yitzchak and Mefar Shaisa. Which means that if it doesn't work by one, you do the other. Which means what? Hechad abad dakta bin Rav Yitzchak, greater of Yehuda. Lo Ifrat Chazuse, and it did not fade. Kera, you can just do it, you don't have to do the second one. On the other hand, it's not foolproof. Ifrat, it does become faded. Chazuse, but Kina then, Chazuse, but Kina, if it didn't, if it did fade, then, but Kina lay, then you're fighting it with the other one, but Kina lay in the Ravana, Chamir Arkansas, and the Shtani Lamali Yusuk Shema, the Grand Samsula. In other words, there are two ways to do it. One is not foolproof, that one with the fenugreek thing. And, if it's not foolproof, you do the second one to follow it up.
So over here would be kosher.
Therefore it'd be kosher, right. Shalchah mitab, shmuasa, adoni, itmar, and rabani, dayik, mizodin, kechumre, masnita. And what happened again, Nachmo? He was the dayik, mizodin, kechumre, masnita. He did it. Like we learned, Te'ima Psula, Hilkach Boy Mumcha. You needed it because it's possible that when you did it there and you, it was done in a way where it was done Shalom Lishma. Somebody Dayik is Zavid, like the Chumri of the Bryson that we had before, and that if it was done, not with Chavada, Lishem, the Mitzvah of Tchelis, That is possible. They were very careful about this, and it was a school for them. They were, their business was successful as a result of it. The person bought a talus that had tzitzit in it, mean ashuk. He said, "Oh, harehi mechers kasa." You assume that it's good. You assume it. He is doing it. He did it in the proper way. On the other, you buy it from a guy, and the talus is mitzuyit. So it has tzitzit on it. The guy is a merchant. He has a store. Then it's kosher. But if it's not a person who has a business, but that is possible. The Aval Pisha, even though they said, Eidan B'Shai Limkar, Alice, Mitsuyetzis, Liyavin Kochavim, even though they said, you cannot sell one like that to a guy, it's can't sell a talus with tzitzis. You can only sell the bag if you take the tzitzis off. Why? Because he's going to misrepresent himself. By time of Hacha Targibo, one reason is Mishum Zayda. One reason is, Rashi says, Zayda. There are a couple of ways we can understand that. Wow. Rashi tells us, what's written, Shum Zayda. See the Rashi? Stilma Havyala Zayda Yisraelis. Maybe he's going to have a Zayda Yisraelis. Usvura Yisrael.
She'll think.
He's going to have it. A guy is going to have it. What's going to happen? A Yisrael. She's going to think.
Wow.
That it was the guy that gave her.
Now where's the tzitzis? He comes in wearing tzitzis.
Yeah, wearing tzitzis. It's probably a Jew. A Tivoyolay. And she's going to be the Velas to him. The Aved Mishum was his cotton gun. So she's going to think what? She's a Yisraelis.
She would never do it.
With a guy. I won't be Mizana with him. Mizana with a Yid? Okay. They're going to be Aved Lassi's cotton. Which Rashi is very schwer here. Because Lassi's cotton only applies if they do it there. Chasnus. I says, Nus, you're not Aved on Lassi's cotton. What does Rashi mean over here? This is a problem with the Rashi. Alishlach Rina, Yishum Zaynai Veneskei Chavim. Dilma Yayim Lay, maybe the guy is going to give it to her. Dilma Yayim Lay, Ahu Avikai Chavim, and she is an Veneskei Chavim, she's going to have tzitzis, the begging of tzitzis. The Esnana. He's giving it to her as an Esnan. And she's going to say, Ki Yisrael Nastali, so they're just going to blame it on Israel. They're going to come to Mechayshin. Maybe she'll identify him even. So that's going to be a problem. So one reason, the reason is because of the Zayman. Rabbi Huda Omar, Shema Yislava Imo. If he sells the begging with the tzitzis to a guy, the guy is going to misrepresent himself. He's going to say he's a Yid. And Shema Yislava, maybe, and another Yid. Willing to go with him on a trip.
Yiddish Uber.
She's not allowed to do. Shema Yislava, Yibob and Derech. Yargenu. The Gemara said, Avei Nisara. Do that, not to go with him on the trip, because it's a sakana. You don't know what he's going to do. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Tchelis, on the Parsum in the Anche Beisei. And Rabbi Yehuda, he put on Tchelis for a beged for his wife. Ubavarech. Oh, stop for Lisa de Batitas. And he was Mavarach every morning, Lisa de Batitas. Now, in Arami, for the fact that he put on the tzitzis for a begging for his wife, by the way, what this is, who puts on tzitzis for his wife? In Arami, it must be that he held Kosovar Mitzvah Shalayas Magramahu. All right. He held the Nisha with Chayim and Tzitzis. But he said something else. He was Mevarech every day. Amai Mevarech called Safra Mitzafra. Why didn't he do it on time? It comes out that it's It's not Smagra, but the Chiyuv is a steady Chiyuv that goes without any Hefsik. And the Gemara is holding that if Kol Safar, why would you have to do it every day if the Begin itself is Nimshach, the whole Chiyuv? Mubarak Rashi is Kol Safar, Yoyin Oysen Dover Zeg, Shemi Sadev, the Talisa, B'chol Biker, O Biker, He'd be Mubarak. Where it says why would that apply?
Mm-hmm. Never stopped.
Fire never stopped. So the Gemara says if I'm close Karebi, the Sanya Tfilin calls man Shemadichon, calls man that he puts on the tfillin, the Baruch Alev, Rebbe. And that's the reason. You take him off, then you put it back on. Every time you put it back on, you do it again. You say the bracha again. Yachi kol shaita nami. Nobody should do it all the time. Why? Every safety, you take it off. Every shaita also. Every second is a new mitzvah. Rav Yehuda Yiddish Tzniyahav Avlo Shari Leli Glimei Kuli Yoyma. Don't do worry, Rav Yehuda, because an Yiddish Tzniyah, and he never took off his begad. It was a steady thing. Umay Shlomi Tzafra. He became a shani, miksus lila, miksus yaim. He did it. He didn't take it off all the time. He had it on all the time, and therefore, kolzman that it's on, he relied on the bracha, that was there before. By tzitzis, it was different. By tefillin, so what did it bring by tefillin?
So why do you only make it in the morning?
There we said what by Karebi. He did it every morning by the tzitzis.
Left it on.
No, he didn't.
Bill calls back. Tommy's going to come. All right, so I'm trying. We'll have to be mamshich there with this tomorrow. Okay, wait. All right, maybe we have to be mamshich then with this.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.